Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. It's a prayer. Create in me a pure heart, O Lord. And he answers that prayer. He answered it long ago with a lonely man, broken and beaten, hanging naked on a cross. Not a trace of lust in his heart. Pure heart completely, and yet there Jesus is, and he has taken all of the explicitness on himself. The sexual immorality, the boundaries that are broken, the lust in the heart, the exposure, the exploitation, all of it is thrown on him and mixed with the blood and the sweat and the filth and the dirt. And because of what he does, none of it is his. All of it is his. God sees us with pure hearts. He sees us clean once again. Jesus rises from the dead. He gives us a glimpse of that day to come, that final day, his body alive and glorified. And what does he say? He invites us to come to him for pure hearts because of what he has done for us. And then he promises that those whose hearts are pure will see God on that day of resurrection. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, in Jesus. And don't just wait for an occasional worship service to pray that. Pray that every day when you're targeted on your senses by this culture of lust. And you know what happens? God doesn't just answer it back then. He begins to answer it today as well. Because pure hearts do things. Cleansed hearts do things like my son was on a youth group when he was younger, down to St. Louis, and he was with the pastor of the congregation, the other youth, and they were walking down the street, and they came up to a bus station, a bus stop. It had a shelter on it, and in the shelter was a poster. It was using sex to sell something, and my son noticed that as they walked by the bus shelter, his pastor turned away and looked in a different direction. Clean hearts turn away or turn back or turn off or turn it down. That night I was watching that television show and the commercials came on. I like to do crossword puzzles. I had a crossword puzzle next to me. That commercial came on. I was just trying to figure out what the next clue was. Pure hearts turn aside. I came across the cute little article on the internet that was entitled 30 Rules for Boyfriends from Two Wise Little Girls. Now, the girls are 6 and 9. I'm not quite so sure about boyfriends when they're at that age. But here are some of the things they put down. Takes you to nice places. Listens. Makes you laugh. Is clean. Brushes his teeth and flosses, doesn't tattletale, and respects you. Little handwritten notes, and the one, respect. Pure hearts don't use or exploit someone else as an object for your own personal gratification. Pure hearts respects the other person as having been created with a dignity and a specialness by God and redeemed by Jesus. I mentioned Natalie Grant. She was up for 2 Grammys. She was at the award show, but she left early. She and her husband left early. People were being very critical of her. They said she was being judgmental, but if you watch the Grammys at all, you know the dances, the performances, the costumes. It was a culture of lust. She wrote on Facebook, you know, that what was going on in my head is better left in my head. But then she went on to say, I've never been more honored to sing about Jesus and for Jesus. And I've never been more sure of the path I've chosen. A path that includes supporting an organization to rescue children in Southeast Asia. An example for us as we look at our own children or friends who are using mobile phones or tablets, and we need to protect them and rescue them. Pure hearts turn aside and respect and protect. Now, I know this sermon isn't going to change all sorts of things. It isn't going to eradicate the lust in your heart. It's not going to stop all your senses from being bombarded. It's not going to change a culture of lust, triple X culture that we live in. But I am going to encourage you to simply pray. Create in me a pure heart, O Lord. And with Jesus, He answers that. And when you're in Jesus, then all of your senses already are alive for purity. Because remember, blessed are the pure in heart, for we shall see God. Amen.